Now, we've mentioned it a couple of times this morning. You might have heard about it out and about. It is Science Week this week. But did you know that you don't have to be a scientist to get involved in science projects? Citizen Science allows you to become an armchair scientist and to make a real difference by doing so. To tell us a little bit more, we're joined by Paul Flemons, Manager of Digital Collections and Citizen Science at the Australian Museum and a member of the Management Committee of the Australian Citizen Science Association. Paul, thanks so much for your time this morning.
Our pleasure.
So could you tell us exactly what is citizen science?
There's many definitions of citizen science, but at the Australian Museum Centre for Citizen Science, we define it, I guess, as public participation in scientific research to increase scientific knowledge. It's trying to boil it down to something that really is about the community being involved in scientific research.
Now, I imagine this has probably been around for a while, but it seems to have been, I guess, picking up steam fairly recently.
It's doing amazingly well. For two reasons, I guess. The public is really wanting to become more involved in scientific research, and contributing to making a difference is really what, from our understanding, is what drives citizen scientists to get involved. They're volunteers is what they are, and they're volunteers in scientific research projects. And the other side of it is governments and, I guess, corporations as well are seeing it as a really good way of engaging with the community and, I guess, increasing their scientific literacy and getting them, it has health benefits as well. Being involved in something that you have a passion for or that you think makes a difference has been shown to have direct implications for your health, which is really great.
And so could you tell us about some of the citizen science projects that are currently in the works?
There are so many citizen science projects going on. So the Australian Museum, we've got a bunch of projects that range from Frog ID, which is our flagship project, which is about recording frog calls from around the country to help us better understand frog distributions and feed into research about frogs and hopefully help with their conservation. So that's a get out in the field and get your feet dirty sort of thing with recording the calls on your mobile phone. We have another project called DigiVol, which is an online crowdsourcing project. Crowdsourcing means people getting together online to contribute to something together. And DigiVol is about helping museums and collection managers around the world manage their collections and make them available to the public. So we have things like camera trap images of animals being captured in the wild, and we get the public to identify those animals for us online, and digitising collections through transcribing field notes or labels from collections, etc. So that's quite a different avenue for citizen scientists to Frog ID, but it's online. It means you can volunteer in your pyjamas, if you like, from anywhere. Then we have Streamwatch, which is a Sydney-based project about getting out into the natural places where and helping us understand the quality of our streams, the water in our streams. And so it's important for, I guess, monitoring impacts of human activities on our streams and our catchments, etc. And we have another one called Australasian Fishes, which is you're able to contribute photos of fish. You might be a fisherman, you might be a diver, you might just be an enthusiast about fish, and you can upload your photos to Australasian Fishes and get those your fish identified. You can understand more about fish. You can share with the community, and that all feeds into scientific understanding of the distribution of fish, how climate change might be affecting the distribution of fish, etc. So that's a really great project as well. So they're our main projects at the Australian Museum. And then I know ABC has recently just launched a virtual reef explorer or virtual reef diver, where you can go into a website and help researchers understand the distribution of different corals, etc., on the bottom of the reef. And that's specially built for National Science Week. I could go on and on forever. breaking it up into categories, I guess, is citizen science projects where you can be out in the field getting your feet dirty, being really actively involved in the field, and it's good for bushwalkers and people that are active out in the and can get out and about. And then we have online projects where you can contribute from your computer and help improve the data capture, etc., for various scientific projects like Virtual Reef Diver or like Wildlife Spotter, which was a camera trap-based citizen science project also done by the APC a few years ago, which we now have, we're continuing to run here at the Australian Museum.
It sounds like people can make a real contribution through some of these projects.
They certainly can, and they get very passionate. So on Digivol, for example, we have we're just about to come up to our millionth task.
Whoa.
So Digivol has been running for about 7 years now, and a task might be a transcription of a label or transcription of a field note page or identification of an animal from a photograph. And we're about to, in probably in the next 2 weeks, we're going to come up upon our 1 millionth task on Digipol. We have about over 3,000 volunteers involved, and our most passionate ones have done more than 100,000 tasks each themselves. And so these are people that do something every day on Digivol and transcribe or identify animals or whatever, but they're extremely passionate, and they love doing and being involved and feeling like they're making a difference.
Well, just before I do let you go, it sounds like a lot of fun. So how can people get involved in some of these projects?
Well, the Australian Citizen Science Association is the, I guess, the peak body for citizen science in Australia, and it's a group of people that volunteer their time to try and advance the lot of citizen science in Australia, I guess. And the ACSA website is citizenscience.org.au, I think it is. Sorry, I'll just make sure I get that right. Yeah, .org.au. You can go there, and there's you can look for projects to get involved in through our project finder. You can get involved, and actually, if you're interested, we're having the committee for the Australian Citizen Science Association will be re-elected at the end of this year. So if you really want to get involved, you can go to the website and actually sign up to be part of and put your name down for being voted on for the committee. And there's a whole range of resources on that website. And so I recommend, if you want to get involved, that is the place to go, citizenscience.org.au, and join up. You can get benefits from being a member. You can connect with other people in the community, and you can get involved in projects all through the Australian Citizen Science Association website.
We'll pop the link up on the podcast. Paul, thanks so much for your time.
That would be fabulous. All right, great. Thanks very much.
That was Paul Flemons, Manager of Digital Collections and Citizen Science at the Australian Museum and Australian Citizen Science Association Committee member, telling us a bit about citizen science this Science Week.